Hey guys, it's Aaron with the Alkaline Radio here. So today we actually have a special episode where I actually just wanted to talk about just change. I wanted to talk about change, some things that maybe we can all do as individuals to help spark that change in this world and help kind of spark the interest of this alkaline community, which ultimately in turn, you know, gets people to start wanting to learn a little bit more about this community and this lifestyle. And as they start learning more about it, then, you know, if they're like any one of us, then they obviously start geeking out over it and wanting to learn even more and more and more and kind of really start implementing this stuff and really start, you know, doing exactly what it is that Dr. Sebi's kind of shown us, which is just consume the foods that he talks about that are on his guide, foods that are the least detrimental to the human body. And you'll start to feel amazing change throughout your body, right, in general. Right. So, yeah. So it's just a little funny story that I just wanted to talk about in regards to change. Right. So, as some of you guys maybe have heard on some of my previous podcasts, my brother's actually, getting married, a couple months from now, right. He's going to get married, towards, the start of August. Right. And so since he's going to get married now, you know, my brother and his friends, they like, I'm not a big party guy. But obviously, like back in the day, I used to be. But as I've gotten older, I'm really not, right? And so my brother guys were gonna go to Scottsdale for like 4 days to go just, you know, have a bachelor party, right? Just go binge drink and party and just you know just consume crap, I would say, for lack of a better words, for 4 days, right? But obviously it's fun, right? And that's why I was gonna end up going, but you know, for whatever other reasons, right, work and other things that kind of came up, I wasn't able to go, right? But anyway, so what I want to talk about this was the fact that my younger brother was able to go, right? So he was able to go, and my younger brother is kind of just like me, where he's kind of, you know, even though I follow this alkaline lifestyle a little bit more than he does, he tries to eat alkaline foods like probably minimum 60% of the time, right? Usually it's like 80% of the time he'll eat alkaline, and then 20% of the time he doesn't, right? Anyway, so he ends up going to Scottsdale with my brother and a bunch of my brother's friends, right? And so a bunch of my brother's friends understand this lifestyle, and they understand, they have a general idea that the foods that you consume are the reason for why people have certain thoughts, act a certain way, react a certain way, like whatever it is, right? Essentially, whatever you consume is what kind of takes over your body, your temple, your mind, and starts making you kind of feel and act a certain way, right? And so while he's there, what's actually going on is, so my brother's friend, he'll just be nameless for now, right? We'll just call him Jim, right? And so, you know, Jim has a really bad habit of, so what we'll kind of backtrack for a second here is, so my brother's friend Jim is that's not his real name, right, but let's just say it's Jim, is a workout junkie, right? Like, he thinks what he consumes is really, really good for him. So he goes to the gym, he doesn't do any cardio, he does, like, all he does is weightlift. He's essentially like these big weightlifting guys, and he does no cardio. He eats chicken breasts, fish, beef, pork, you name it, he eats it, right? And his logic is that it's good for you, right? Because his logic has been, you know, he gained a lot of weight, and he used to be a really skinny guy. So for that reason, he's gotten a lot bigger. And for his own self-esteem, I guess, you know, I could just tell he really, really enjoys being that big, right? Whenever he's around us, he's always trying to walk around shirtless and flex and be like, oh, like, you know, you guys, you can't lift as much as I can. You're not as strong as me. You're not, like, right? So, like, that's the general basis of how he really is, right? Where he really truly believes he's eating healthy foods, and I'll be seeing him eating McDonald's and stuff, and he'll start like kind of trying to teach me what I should be eating and how this stuff's not bad for you and et cetera, right? Anyway, that's not the moral of the point. The moral of the point was essentially this. So my brother's there with him for 4 days, and my brother knows these things, right? And so my brother's friend, yeah, again, we'll just call him Jim. What he took there is he took Adderall, he took Ritalin, he took all these different prescription drugs, and he was consuming alcohol for 4 days straight, okay? Not sleeping, consuming alcohol. In the mornings, my brother would say, be telling me, you know, this guy, he would not be letting anybody sleep, and he'd be having energy drinks in the morning, et cetera, et cetera. And this was one of the main reasons why I was actually kind of thankful that I wasn't able to go, right? Because, you know, I can't really deal with people like that anymore. People that are so stuck in their ways. Like, it's almost kind of crazy the way he genuinely thinks that whatever he does is totally fine. Like, so I'll tell you guys the extent. So he started breaking out in pimples, and he started... like he was going insane because he wasn't sleeping for 4 days. He was just consuming alcohol, consuming acidic foods 24/7, right? Breakfast, these guys would have sausage and eggs, and then later on they would have like fried chicken and then alcohol, and they're drinking no water, and he's consuming energy drinks in the morning, and then he's consuming his workout shakes, and like this is these iso whey proteins, and which have like casein and milk and stuff like that in it, right? Which is terrible for the human body, right? But he's so lost. Like, even when I talk to him too now, like some of my brother's friends and my friends and just in general, a lot of the people we know, like some of them might be stuck in their ways, but I don't think anyone we know that we associate with is as stuck as this guy is, right? Like, he is so stuck in his ways. Like, he won't believe absolutely anything. Like, if you talk to him about Dr. Sebi or any of these cures, he's not even going to hear it. Nothing, right? And so I found it so funny that so essentially what was going on is he was freaking out for those 4 days because he started breaking out in pimples, and he was taking all of these facial masks and facial washes and just putting on just crap. And my brother's explaining this stuff. He's like, you know, he's getting like this gel type of goo and putting it all over his face before we go out to the clubs and et cetera, et cetera. And then my brother's, you know, fiance, so his future wife, she actually owns a laser hair removal, business, right? Again, I don't even go to that either, but whatever. That's another story for another day. He went there before he ended up going on the trip to get like a facial skin peel, or I don't even know what it's called, right? It just sounds disgusting, right? And whatever, he goes and does this, and my brother's fiance is telling him that it works differently on everyone, and you might break out, etc., right? He's this guy, he's just not going to listen, right? He's that hard-headed. He has that big of an ego. It's crazy to me, right? So whatever, he's breaking out there the whole time for that reason. All the acidic foods he's eating, what he's consuming, he's not consuming anything that's alkaline, anything that's good for you, anything that's God made, right? No, he's just consuming man-made stuff that's just crap. And he's breaking out, and my brother's explaining to me how he's going crazy and et cetera, right? And he's like losing his mind over there. So whatever. So what ends up happening though is you know, we get back here and whatever, they end up coming back last Monday and so I pick these guys up from the airport, and I'm going to drop them off at home, right? And before they even ended up getting back here, my brother was messaging me and my brothers and my cousin, because my cousin guys were there too, right? For another one of my fam relative stags, and so they were there with my brother guys, whatever. Anyway, so they're even telling me too. They're like, man, this guy was going absolutely crazy there, right? And I picked this guy up from the airport, and he's already like voice gone, going crazy, broken out in zits. Whatever, right? And you know, exactly what my brother guys are telling me, like, they're like, this guy's just been drinking so much, he's so in his own world, he's just going crazy. Like, he would just be rambling on about the most randomest stuff, right? Like telling me stories that didn't even really have any context or like any need for anything, and he was just like lost, right? Like, he hasn't slept, he's been consuming alcohol 24/7 for 4 days straight, he's been consuming just terrible foods for you. Like, he hasn't been putting anything in his body that his body needs, right? His body's like essentially malnourished, and it needs the minerals that the human body needs, right? It needs oxygen, it needs nitrogen, it needs hydrogen, right? It needs what the human body needs, right? And man, he's just so hard-headed. So anyway, we drop him off, and you know, fast forward to this weekend, and because I wasn't able to go on them to the stag, another one of my brother's friends wasn't able to go to the stag either, so they decided we're gonna have one more you know, get together here this weekend, right? Anyway, so we're gonna go to the club. We went to the club on Friday, right? And I don't drink or anything, so I'm just drinking water the whole time. But so essentially what's going on is he's so what happens, so you know, we're having a good time, the rest of the night goes on, dancing, having a good time, and then it's like 1-2 in the morning, and you know, obviously I'm the DD, I'm the designated driver, so I'm driving these guys home, right? And again, my brother's friend, you know, we'll just call him Jim, he's just freaking out on my brother now, right? Because one thing you gotta realize about my brother's friend is he's so self-conscious, right? Like, so a prime example will be is he'll make videos of us, like little funny videos, and he'll post them up on his Instagram, and he'll be like, oh, that's hilarious. My brother made a video of him. I forgot what was even going on, right? It was like some little video when these guys were in Scottsdale. I forgot what was even going on in that video, right? They were just like playing around, and they're just like punching shells, and he's like, oh my God, look at this guy, right? Like, look how small he is. That's what he was saying. He's like, look how small this guy is. He thinks he's so big and strong, and look, he doesn't even look that big, right? And he makes a video of it, and he just posts it up on his Instagram. And he's so self-conscious for 2 whole days, he wouldn't let my brother sleep. Like, he would literally be waking him up at 3-4 in the morning, and he'd be like, hey, Steven, honestly, just take that video down. Just take that video down. Take that video down. And to a point, I honestly feel bad for this guy because he cares so much about what other people think. Like, he actually, I think he weighs almost over 200 pounds now, and he just, like, loves bodybuilding. And he just used to be so skinny before, and his logic now is, look, I'm very healthy, I'm fit, I'm in the best shape of my life because of how I look, and it's like, it's such the wrong mentality to have. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because, so one of my other brothers, my other brother's friends, you know, he's kind of just like our friend Jim, right? But he also realizes things and uses his brain, right? So like when me and my brother will be talking about, you know, kind of what's going on with Shazzle, he's just laughing and he's like, yeah, I could totally see that, right? And I thought it was funny. So, you know, we're going to drop Shazzle off and so sorry, his name is Jim, right? Sorry, I ended up using his real name. Whatever. So we're going to drop him off, right? And we're going to go drop him off at home. And what ends up happening is, you know, he wants to stop at McDonald's, right? So we stop at McDonald's, him and my brother going to McDonald's, right? And so my younger brother and my brother's friend start kind of talking over, you know, what Jim was doing in Scottsdale. And so my brother's friend starts explaining to me how, oh my God, like he's kind of agreeing with my younger brother. And he's like, yeah, like, oh my God, Jim was going crazy over there. And like, he wouldn't let us sleep. And like, man, this guy was literally losing his mind, right? And then I kind of started explaining to him, you know, the things that we all know, right? Which is like, man, this guy consumes such bad foods all the time. I never see him drink water. I never see him consume any sort of greens that are good for you. He eats starches and just like, just, oh my God, just like the stuff he consumes, starches, yeast, chicken, pork, like just meat, like consuming flesh and just like, God, I'm explaining this to him and I was like, yeah, you know, like, when you eat and consume these things on a daily basis, 24/7, you know, of course your mind's going to go like that, right? Like, and then I started kind of like, cause I've kind of told him before about Dr. Sebi and I could tell he's kind of like, I wouldn't want to say skeptical, but he's on the line of like kind of coming over to this side of this lifestyle and really consuming these foods and being really strict with his nutrition and kind of being on that line of like, I don't know if this is really for me, right? And so I was explaining all this to him and I'm kind of just explaining, I was like, yeah, man, like, so like, cause they'll always ask me like, why don't you drink? Right. I'll always explain this. Like, hey, like I feel amazing. Like, eating like this and consuming just these things, right. These herbs, fruits, vegetables, mushrooms, whatever the case may be. Right. Just all of these things that the body needs. I just strictly consume those things. And, you know, my body feels amazing. My mental clarity feels amazing. I just feel overall just like happy and go lucky and just amazing, right? Like I feel like I have this energy for days, right? As opposed to when I'm consuming like that, I feel like tired, I'm breaking out in pimples, I feel sick, I feel unhealthy, you know, you feel like depressed, you feel so sad. Like, of course I could kind of empathize with somebody like that because I'm looking back on when I used to consume these foods and I'm like, well, obviously I wasn't to that certain extent, but like, of course someone's going to be like that, right? And I'm kind of explaining this to my brother's friend and he's getting a better understanding, right? And I kind of just thought it was funny because he is somebody that genuinely like listens to what we have to say, right? And he's kind of laughing. He's like, yeah, he's like, honestly, he's like, that's why I stopped like consuming lots of meats too, right? Because now he's slowly coming over and like trying not to consume starches and yeast and meat anymore, right? And so because like that day he didn't want any McDonald's either and he's like, yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't try to eat McDonald's and all this bad food anymore for you because like, you know, what you've been telling me over the last couple of years, you know, I feel like it's been true, right? When I go to the gym, he's like, when I consume good fruits for you, consume these herbs that are on the list and consume you know, these things that the body actually needs, he's like, I'm still gaining my strength and at the same time I feel amazing, right? I don't feel like I'm like losing my mind. And you know, that was just kind of like a little light bulb went off in my head because I thought it was funny because, Here's one of our friends that's like, he kind of acts just like Jim, right? Where he loves the gym, he wants to get bigger and yada yada yada, right? But then the thing with Jim is that he's so stuck in his own ways. He's so stubborn. His ego is just so, like it's his worst enemy, right? And the one thing you'll notice is whenever I'm talking to him too, like he knows everything. Like the one thing about our friend Jim, he always, if you tell him anything, in his mind, he knows everything. He knows everything. There's nothing you could teach him that he doesn't know. As opposed to our friend Parm, who I was explaining this to, and immediately he's starting to understand. He's like, "Yeah, Aaron, I could totally understand what you mean. Yeah, I can see that. When I eat this and this and this, I feel amazing. When I wake up in the morning and drink coffee, I feel like crap the rest of the day. But when you would tell me to drink, a couple glasses of water in the morning, I feel amazing. Whatever the case may be that I've explained to him, right? Like I'll explain to him how in the morning it's called break fast for a reason, because you're breaking your fast and you shouldn't be consuming solid foods, right? Unless you're going to be eating maybe towards lunch or anywhere till like 3 p.m., right? And so they'll kind of just ask me because they're curious, and I'll be like, all right, so what do you normally consume in the morning? So I'm like, yeah, I'll just eat like fruits and stuff normally, if I can, right? Or sometimes if I'm really on the go, I'll just get a bunch of my fruits, throw it in a shake, and just blend it up with a little bit like sea moss or kelp in it, and then I'll just take that on the go, right? And like sometimes, you know, to some of these people, they're like, wait, that's like all you eat? And when I'm kind of explaining it a little more, and I'm like, hey, listen, like the body just needs the minerals that the body needs, right? And you'll feel full, like you'll feel amazing throughout the day. You won't even notice that you're hungry, right? You're not hungry. And so like he slowly started getting onto this, and like Saturday and Sunday, he was, he drank a little bit on Friday, but then on Saturday and Sunday, he was trying to consume a little bit of the stuff. And then today it was funny because he actually called me and he was telling me, he's like, yeah, Aaron, man, honestly, he's like, I'm going to try to keep eating this stuff as much as I can. I was like, why? He's like, man, I feel amazing, right? He's like, I got energy for days. He's like, I went to the gym. I busted out my like full body workout. And then at the end, you know, I was like running for like a good half hour, 45 minutes on the treadmill. You know, I had energy for days, man. I felt like I was on drugs. Like I just had, you know, energy. And I'm just like laughing, right? Because I'm like, that's how you feel, right? When you're consuming these foods, when you're eating the foods that the body needs, right? Like these are bodies that coexist properly with the human body, as opposed to when you're drinking and consuming acidic foods. That stuff just sits in your stomach and sits in your body, and it's just like, obviously it's going to drag you down and bring your energy down and make you feel lazy and tired and depressed and etc. When this stuff that's consuming you is you're consuming it, but it's consuming you, right? And yeah, man, that was kind of just my story for today, because like our friend Jim, he is as hard as it could be, but like it kind of dawned on me where me and my younger brother Sonny were kind of laughing, because we're like, you know, when my friend Parm started telling us that, right, like it kind of dawned on us where it's like, it's not about consistently talking to these people that are so stubborn that they're stuck in their way, but it's about changing just that one person's perspective, that one person's mind, teaching that one person what you learned and then what got me started on my journey. So like that little bit of information of, hey, did you know that there's cures for all diseases, and that the reason why you feel sick and tired and sleepy and feel this way, sad and getting angry a lot, etc., right, is because of the things that you consume. And as I'm slowly teaching that to some of these people, my friends, my family, it's just awesome to see these people start joining along. And I love that I'll always tell them the same thing. I'll be like, listen, don't only listen to what I have to say for it, go back, use the internet as a resource and do your own homework, right? And then it always comes back to the same conclusion, right? Where they're like, all right, I did my homework, right? This stuff clearly works, right? And even when they start doing it themselves, like try it for like a week, they'll be like, man, I feel amazing. And it's like, yeah, you do. And you'll notice this, right? Now try it for a month. You try it for a week, try it for a month and see how you feel. Try it for 2 months, see how you feel. Try it for 3 months, see how you feel, right? It's just amazing. It's just amazing. But that was my little rant for today, guys, is that I found that so, so cool. Like just super cool, right? Because I know that me and my younger brother always get so annoyed talking to, our friend Jim, because we're like, man, he's so stubborn, so stubborn. But I just love it because someone like my friend Parm and my other friends out there too, right? Like, and family members that actually like, trust me enough to actually believe what I have to say and then go home, do their own homework and then actually do it, right? And that's what it's ultimately about, guys. And that's just what I want to talk about today, is that it's sometimes there might be so many people that are hard-headed, egotistical, and just stuck in their old ways. But like, even if you get across to that one person, it's just amazing to see the change that you see in their life, to see all the things that they're realizing now, right? Like the saying goes, unlearn and relearn, right? Unlearn the old things that you that are useless, that don't apply, and relearn things like this that are important, that you know, that you actually need, right? That are helpful for you, your friends, and your family. So that was my little rant for today, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, if you guys really like this podcast, it'd be awesome if you guys gave it 5 stars, shared it with some of your friends and family, and yeah, talk to you guys soon. See ya. Bye.